What up? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Wayne, we're in the building. Brad, my brother, what are we talking about today, my friend?
Baby.
Yeah, baby.
You already know, man. And by the time this drops live, we're recording this the week prior to this thing dropping live. But when this podcast drops live, this book will be out on the market, all over Amazon, man. I'll be selling out of my back trunk, you know, black market style, all those things.
Absolutely.
But, you know, also, we're going to talk about something really important today because our E2M Fitness is doing a 4-week challenge. And when this drops, man, we're rocking and rolling into week two of our challenge. And it's about week two, week three, where some people start to lose that sight of their vision. They lose that excitement. So today we're going to talk about that excitement and how to kind of, you know, attach yourself to the grander vision and not the immediate results. So I got something right out of chapter 7 of Prep, Rep, Repeat. Truly, here we go. It's easy to get caught up in the allure of immediate results, but cultivating resilience and perseverance is essential for implementing lasting metamorphosis.
Let's get it.
Are you ready?
What it look like, what it be like, what it do back in here. Another edition of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Wayne. Shout out to my brother, Brad, man. I'm super excited about you and this book project, man. Make sure we get this everywhere and pick it up in a perfect Christmas gift for that family member that needs a little kick in the butt, a little motivation, a little inspiration. Make sure you pick that up. We'll have some ways to get it. And like I said, Brad is going to be selling out the trunk, you know, digitally. So, you know, we're going to hit him up. Man, also want to make sure you guys check out E2M Kitchen, man. E2M Kitchen, going into the new year, they actually have some, they're going in the direction I like, B. Like, you know, I love the full meal, but actually going into like bulk production stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you get just a thing of chicken, a thing of veggies. And that works well for me being in prep because, you know, I have to measure out everything. And so shout out to E2M Kitchen, man. If you guys hadn't checked them out, make sure you go to E2MKitchen.com. And then we also got to shout out Triple E, man. Triple E dropping that heat, that fire. That's where you get all the E2M apparel. You can get some bad apparel. So here's a challenge for you. If you're listening right now, order you some bad apparel. Take a selfie, post it on socials, tag me and Brad, and we'll randomly pick somebody and we'll send you some more bad apparel. How about that, man? How do you like that, B?
I don't like that. I love that. Man, we'll get them hooked up with some Eager Ray Ones. We'll get them hooked up with a bad package.
I like it.
Eager package. We'll hook them up with the Eager package.
Yeah, man.
You know, today, that you know, I love that you're doing all these shout outs because I want to shout out you, man, because, you know, it's just crazy to me and mind blowing that we've been at this for 2 years. It was your dream that you brought to me and said, hey, let's make a podcast. It's all you. And I said, man, it wouldn't be the B podcast. Let's make it bad. So shout out to you. And, you know, I just love evolution. You know, I love seeing things evolve and watching that intro that Shane made. And shout out to our guy, Shane.
Absolutely.
First and foremost, I get really amped up. I'm like dancing on the side of the screen. And then the final little segment there when you and I break character a little bit, start laughing. It's just, you know, I think that it just like sums up you and me and
absolutely.
Really this community, you know, you know, there's a lot of serious moments, but at the end of the day, fitness can be fun. Running can be fun. The bad podcast can be fun. We're always having a good time on this.
Always having a good time, baby. I love it. All right, man, let's jump into it. Like you mentioned, this is week two for a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. If you're watching, if you're listening and you know somebody that's new to the program, message us this podcast, man. We're going to be with you every step of the journey. We're here. We're in the program. So all of the episodes are going to be geared towards that. Even we have guests, we'll make sure that we geared towards what you got going on, man. So let's jump into this, B, man. What are we talking about? How we want people to feel going into this week two, where, you know, some of the hype goes away. You know, we was hyped for week one. Week two is when it started to become monotonous, man. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, man. So like anytime you start something fresh, you're going to have that natural momentum. You know, it's just given. Like, hey, I got this new toy. I'm going to play with this thing hardcore for 2 days. And then all of a sudden it's like, it loses its luster a little bit. So I'm going to read the next. I'm going to read the follow up sentence to what I read right in the beginning.
Actually, read all of it together.
I'll read it all right here. Okay. It's easy to get caught up in the allure of immediate results, but cultivating resilience and perseverance is essential for implementing lasting metamorphosis. Every small task you undertake contributes to your overall growth, and cumulative effect of consistent. Oh man, I'm all messed up now. Cumulative effect of consistent effort is far more powerful than any quick fix. Now, the reason that I wanted to read that second page is because we're also doing a step challenge right now, right?
Yeah.
And everybody at the end of the day, what do? They post their final steps. What are you at?
Uh-huh. All right. 7,548, baby.
I'm watchless, all right? I do mine the old school way. I got tally sheets. I got post-its everywhere. Come on now. But what do you see? What do I see at the end of the day? We see people posting what their final result was. I did 8,000 steps. I did 7,000 steps. I did 5,000 steps today. But nobody remembers that first step. Nobody remembers the 54th step. Nobody remembers the 89th step. But those are the steps that are going to build you up and get you to that paramount of your journey. You know, and that's just a microcosm. Like, you know, when you talk about the end of this 4-week result or this 4-week program, you're going to see a lot of people posting their results. People aren't going to remember week 2, day 1. Ain't nobody going to remember that. But people are going to remember week 4, day 7 when you're posting that result. So I want to talk about some meal prepping today. I want to talk about your physique game. I'll talk about some running on my end. But I want to talk about some of those monotonous tasks. Andy Frisella calls it master the mundane. He says master the mundane. I say the best results come from the boring tasks. And that, like, somebody asked me the other day, like, how do you improve running? I don't know. Get on that treadmill, just go. And when you don't want to, just go again. And when you hate it, do it when you hate it. If you're tired, do it tired. You know, do it sore. You got to do it through all those discomforts, feelings, and emotions. So how do you get through, or how do you talk yourself up to doing the same old song and dance day after day?
Well, first I have to quote the great Mike Tyson. Discipline is doing something you hate, but like you love it.
Accent on point, lisp on discipline. Point, man. On point,
no, man. Yeah, no, like, so it's amazing, bro. Because you know, and I'll preface this with, I'm not in Buffalo. I know it's not snowing here. I can understand. But 30 degrees is cold to me. So those mornings, bro, when the bed is warm and the cold is outside, it really comes down. We talk about it, man. We talk about that inner conversation, you know, and me continuing to have, you know, to encourage myself, you know. In my mind, I'm like, okay, Dwayne, get up, you know, time to get up. You know, when I want to sit on the couch and, you know, and scroll, you know, hey, you need a meal prep, you know, you got a plan for tomorrow, you know, and it's really that inner conversation that I have with myself. And then it's also, cause I'm a creature of habit, man. Like, I will do the exact same thing every day, the same way, you know, and be fine. Like, that's where some people struggle. Because I park in the same parking spot. I go to the same locker. I got the same, you know what I mean? Like, it's all, even when I'm out of town, like when I'm in Charlotte, like I like to be on a certain floor, you know, and I got my status up. So I like to be on a certain floor. I like to be able to, you know, to start my car from the window. That's why I want to be on that floor. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's like, so for the answer to the question, what helps me during that time is a glimpse at the end goal, you know. And then remembering, like, kind of like you mentioned, what I'm doing today, nobody's going to see or remember, but all they're going to see is the end result, man. And so just having that in the back of my mind, but making it a habit and a lifestyle and not necessarily something I'm just doing on a whim that makes it, you know, bearable as well, because I'm like, I'm not just doing this just because, you know, this is my life right now. This is my lifestyle. This is my habit, you know, and I'm just going to stick to it.
Mm-hmm. That glimpse at the end, you know, that vision of what could be is really a driving factor for a lot of people. But I think, you know, to go back on the first thing that you had said, everybody's a creature of habit, just not everybody's a creature of good habits. And unfortunately, the masses of society are creatures of poor habits, poor routines. You know, I go to the same McDonald's every day. I go to the same donut shop every day. I make the same poor decisions every day. And I think the way that you defeat those bad habits is just, you know, starting with one. Okay. So if you go to McDonald's and a donut shop and, you know, the
never fails, B. Sound like you was about to say the ice cream shop. Now you go. There you go. Donut and shop, ice cream shop.
Yeah, so you got the three shops. Okay, so continue to go to the second shop. Continue to go to that third shop, but eliminate the first shop.
Yeah, kind of like a progression type thing. I get that. For those that are listening, he's froze again. But as soon as he be,
oh man! The internet doesn't want to hear this. You don't
want
to.
They
hear
don't
this.
Want the truth out there, baby. They're censoring us.
Man, we are just getting bombarded with snow right now. We're supposed to get 22 inches within 12 hours. 22 two feet in 24 hours. It is. Bizarre here, and I think that's what's going on with the internet. But you know what I was going to say is don't start to try to break every single bad habit. And that's one of the greatest pieces and components of this new 4-week challenge is we're not the old school E2M where it's like, hey, dive in head first, cut yourself off of everything, make sure that you're executing at a maximal level. Man, everybody wants to execute at a maximal level, but we're taking baby steps, right? This is a buildup to the greatness. And I think a lot of times people don't take those baby steps. They want to take those massive leaps, and massive leaps aren't going to get you there. They're going to get you far fast, but you're not going to be able to withstand that distance and that traveling time. So number one thing I say is, you know, like you said, keep that vision at the forefront in everything that you do. You're not going to be excited every day. You're not going to be enthusiastic every day. Embrace the monotony of the daily boring tasks, and keep your goal, keep your dream at the forefront of everything you do. And Dwayne, I don't know if you watch any of my lives anymore, but I preach the 3-6-9 rule day in and day out. In every decision, in every action that you take, ask yourself, what will this do for me in 3-6-9 hours? What will this do for me in 3-6-9 days, 3-6-9 weeks, 3-6-9 months, and 3-6-9 years? You know, we make a lot of poor decisions. Are those poor decisions going to dictate the rest of your life? Maybe, maybe not. But ask yourself, if I go out on a Friday night and I get into my vehicle, could this impact my life for the next 3-6-9 years? If you're getting into that funny business, it very, very, very well could. Is this cheat meal? Is this second cheat meal? Is this third cheat meal? Is it going to impact me 3-6-9 weeks from now, 3-6-9 days, 3-6-9 hours? If the answer is yes, just all I'm saying is rethink your decisions and rethink your actions.
Nah, I like that, man. I like that. For most, it's not even the meal, man. It's that extra scoop of peanut butter. That's what get them, man. That they dig deep, get that extra scoop.
You're not like Elf on the Shelf in me right now, are you? Like keeping an eye on me. I'm over here with the celery, man. Boy. I got the celery though. I got the green.
It's green. Me too. look, I gotta weigh it, so it'd be like, all right.
You got a little funny smidge on there.
Yeah, I seen a funny meme. The dude was like, he was putting stuff on the scale, and then what didn't fit on the scale, he would eat it.
I saw that.
Yeah, okay.
I saw that, man.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But no, that, you know, the 3-6-9 thing is it runs deep, because, you know, every decision have a consequence. You know, sometimes we turn bad decisions into like a mega consequence, and it actually isn't. Like, you know, I always tell people when they used to join the program back in the day, they were like, man, I'm scared of my cheat meal. I'm scared of my celebration. I was like, so when you weren't healthy, did eating one salad make you healthy? I was like, no. Having one celebration meal is not going to make you fat, man. You know, it's just a mentality, man. And if you slip, if you're listening, you're watching, and you let's say you didn't start week two. Let's say you try to go too hard that first week. Even though we told you to take it easy. It was like, I'm going to go the old way. You slipped up. No worries. One slip up, all you got to do is pick yourself back up. Because a lot of times when people slip up, they think, well, oh, it's all over. I'll wait to January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, man, Monday Warriors, baby.
Monday Warriors.
1-1 Warriors.
Yeah, man.
I like that point. Because I'm a pretty extreme dude. I like the ice baths. I like walking outside with my shirt off when it's 20 degrees and all those crazy things. But I've been big on giving grace lately and, you know, just expressing to myself and also telling others, man, like if you have a bad day, give yourself some grace. And I actually enjoy having a bad day now because it reminds me, man, that I'm human. You know, and we all make mistakes, but it's not the mistakes that define you. It's your next action that defines you or your next decision that defines you. Man, I could have broke the law 100 times in my past, but are you going to let that define you today? I've made a million bad decisions in my life. Are you going to let that define you today? And that's what you really got to think about on a daily basis is just, man, my decisions, my actions of the past, I can't let those things define me. Give yourself some grace. All right. Let yourself down a little easier. And make the right decision today, whether it's.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely got to make that right decision today.
Of course. Hey,
that snow got him. There you go.
Abominable snowman on this side of the field, man.
Yeah, man. Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I don't want to cut out of this and I'm nervous that I go another minute. This snowstorm is going to take me out. But, hey, is the fact of the day on you or me today?
I guess I could do it. You did it last time. Unless you got something else. I mean, you're more than welcome.
You do it up.
It's on me. It's on me. All right. I wasn't prepared. But
now you're in the shoes of our guests.
Well, you're right.
It's a short, Dwayne. It's a short segment. It plays really fast, so just think about it.
Touche, brother. Touche. Yeah, but you know, everybody know everything about me. I talk so much. So, all right, I got it. Let's go.
Do you know?
Since I control the button, let me do it one more time. I'm just kidding.
Hey, it pays off to be the man in control.
Yeah, man. All right. Do you know? Did you know? Thing or what's going on? Hey. So, you listening, watching? Did you know that right now with E2M Fitness, you can sign up at any time, baby. You don't have to wait every 8 weeks. You can sign up any day of the week, Monday through Friday, Sunday and Saturday. We'll still get you in there. You don't have to wait an 8 week period to sign up for E2M, to join 2.0, to join premium. Man, oh, and also we have a lot of brand new models coming to premium. You know, for the fellas, we got some eye candy. For the ladies, we got some eye candy. We got some bodybuilders, some fitness influencers in the Charlotte area. Some people came in. So E2M Premium. Also, we got some other classes coming. That's all I'm going to say right now. You might have got a hint last week, but we got some other things coming. E2M Premium. So you can sign up anytime, E2MPremium.com. Or if you want to do the E2M weight loss, depends on your goal. If weight loss is your goal, then you sign up for regular E2M Fitness. Sign up for E2M Premium, you get access to both. But you can sign up anytime. And all of us connected at E2MFitness.com. And so that's my do you know or did you know moment for today.
I think that might be the best one we've had, Dwayne.
Hey. We would say so.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff, man. All right, B, man. This is always fun to get on with you, brother. And we definitely appreciate you guys checking us out and telling people about the podcast. So remember your assignment. Take that picture, post it in the group, post it on your public socials, tag us, and we'll select one random person, get the eager bundle, the bad eagle bundle. That one person will do it. We'll find them, and we'll get your email and your information, and we'll get it to you. So get your bad gear. If you don't have any bad gear, go to Triple E and pick you up something so you can get your picture so you can enter the win. Whenever you hear this, you know that it's on. So, all right, y'all. Brad, close this out, brother.
Hey, man. In life, you're going to be presented with a lot of obstacles. Those obstacles are merely stepping stones. Use those stepping stones to get you to the top of the world.
Yep. And it's snowing. Peace.